Attention, attention, calling the meeting to order. 1:30, welcome back everybody. It's been a couple months. So last meeting was clear back 2-3 months ago, and so Curtis and the gang decided they'd treat us with 4,000 pages of information to go over today. So hopefully you're hanging in there. I think the number's somewhere around 255 pages, maybe with the revision 256, yeah, but who's counting? Yeah. So we're going to roll through that pretty fast, I hope. And when we get to some of these discussions, Curtis might be long-winded, but just bear with him. It's okay. It's a lot of info. Okay, so do we have a quorum?
Yes, we do.
Okay, our first item on the agenda is audience participation. Do we have any audience participation?
We have none.
Hearing none, we're going to move on. Next item. Item 2A, which is in your packets, the meeting minutes of May 16th, 2024. After reviewing them, is there any changes or suggested alternatives to any of those meeting minutes of May 16th? If not, a motion is required to approve the minutes.
Motion. So moved, Anderson.
Second, Fischera.
We have a motion and a second to approve the meeting minutes of May 16th, 2024. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. All right. On to staff reports. In the packet is attachment 3A, your financial progress report. Mr. Baker.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have spent 66% of the budget through June. We do have a posting right now for a new GIS tech that we're hoping to get on board to help kind of fill out our staff, as we've had, like many of you, a lot of turnover. But with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Hearing no questions, a motion is required for our financial progress report. Do I have a motion to approve the financial progress report?
Second,
McCleary. We have a second, McCleary. We have a motion and a second to approve the financial progress report. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Next item is our technical progress report. Mr. Stewart.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Hopefully on your way in, you saw our new bike maps. Please do not be shy about grabbing those. They come 180 in a box, and I think 10, either 5 or 10, rubber banded together. If you want to put in a larger order, see me after the meeting or email me sometime, even if you want a whole box or a couple of boxes, that's why we have them. But we're really pleased with the new map. We think it's going to be a lot more, I guess, user-friendly for people that are using it. So please don't be shy about taking those. I really don't want to have to put them back in the car. Did want to mention, you probably saw the email yesterday, that we have our annual meeting coming up October 11th. It's going to be at the Sheraton in Cuyahoga Falls, as it's been the last few years. And so just kind of be paying attention. Registration will open up in early September. Did want to mention, for anyone that's interested, Heather will be doing a post-meeting website demo. We've since rolled out our new website since this committee met a few months ago. Encourage you to stick around for that, and we'll all our staff here will kind of be trying to slowly shepherd you that aren't staying for that to kind of go out in the lobby to talk after the meeting, but maybe 10 minutes after the meeting we'll have that get going. I did want to mention probably those that would be applying for this are aware already, but ODOT's formal safety application is due the end of August. That's a twice a year thing. So for a lot of your larger safety projects, or even not so large safety projects, that can be a great source of funding. So I just wanted to make sure everyone was aware of that. And I guess the only other thing, just to go after what Larry said, like, yes, we had such a huge mail-out packet this time. There's no expectation that you would have read all of these reports in their entirety, but we really wanted to just get that information out to you. Our our staff has been very busy doing a lot of writing this summer. Most of those documents are draft documents. We'll be talking about those later in the meeting. But just wanted to get you kind of familiar with them and give you a chance over the next couple of months to read these. So with that, that's all I have, but I'm happy to answer any questions. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Stewart. Next on the agenda is Attachment 3C, our AMATS Federal Funds Report. Ms. Prater.
Thank you. So as of July 1st, we've started fiscal year 2025, and as of right now, the only projects that have been covered are air quality and rideshare of our CMAQ funds. So this year, our STBG allocations are much lower than previous years because we did take out a loan last year, and at the very beginning of the year, they basically take that money back. So we definitely have a lower amount. If you do look at the bottom line of all of our funding, you'll notice there's a lot of negatives at the bottom of 2025. We are expecting to go ask for loans. ODOT did tell us they'd like us to spend as much money in 2025 as we can. The statewide, 2026 is in the hole. So if we get loans in 25, we can cover everybody else in 26. So we definitely have a hole to fill, and we'll have to pay that back in 26. So if you're concerned about those bottom lines, that's part of that. Anybody that's here for District 4, which is most of you, our next project review meeting is next Thursday, all day. If for some reason you did not get the agenda or you'd like to be copied on the agenda, let me know and I can send that out to you. Anyone have any questions?
Thank you. Okay, item 4 is old business. Do we have any old business?
We do not.
Okay, moving on. Item 5, into our new business. It's attachment 5A. It's the Highway Preservation Needs Report. I think we're going to team that up with Ms. Prater and Mr. Stewart.
Yeah, so I'll give just a very brief presentation, but then Amy, who was really the main author on this report, and I certainly are happy to answer any questions. But this is one of our many input documents that goes into Outlook 2050, which is our upcoming long-range transportation plan. This is a particularly important one because, so you know, AMATS has always recognized that maintaining and preserving the existing system is always a high priority for us. It's really where the lion's share of our money goes toward our resurfacing projects, maintaining bridges. We will be asking this committee to approve this plan. This is the only one that's going through not as a draft, only because it's so straightforward. It's kind of, you know, us understanding what our system is, Amy reaching out to ODOT to make sure we know what expected costs would be per mile, per deck area, whatever, and then kind of extrapolating those figures. So I'll just do a very quick walkthrough of some of the highlights of the plan, but of course that was in your mail-out packets. So first thing we did was try to make sure we understood where our pavements and bridges are right now, whether they're improving, getting worse, that kind of thing. So that was all calculated both for pavements and bridges. Really the only notable, you know, pavements are pretty much holding steady. Bridges, we are seeing an increase, a modest increase in our poor condition bridges, as a lot of our bridges are starting to age out. But generally, you know, nothing too greatly different. The size of our system is pretty similar to last time. So then what we do is we take our universe of bridges and pavements and reach out to ODOT to get unit costs and then try to give some planning level estimates for how much it's going to cost to maintain these in a similar system of repair as current. So the big takeaway from this report is that our costs are up 71% from 2019, which is a huge number. So and I'll go through that in a second here, but that is, you know, we knew it would be high, but it was a little higher than we had hoped or thought. I will say that that number would have actually been 81% higher had we not right-sized some of our assumptions, realizing, hey, we're not paving roads as often as we used to be, or as, you know, just trying to make those realistic estimates. So anyway, with those changes of assumptions, that led us to, here's what we estimate for our region. And again, this is just our roads that are eligible for funding. For federal funding, it's not our local roads, it's not our rural minor collectors, but it's all of our other roads, including our freeways. So we're estimating $1.9 billion between now and 2050 for resurfacing costs. That's a 52% increase. Our pavement replacement costs, though, went down, and the reason for that is because we right-sized that assumption. Previous reports, we've estimated, okay, we will fully replace 5% of our roadway surfaces between now and the end of the planning period. We realized that was a little high, so we reduced that down to 2%. We kind of ran that through ODOT, and they agreed that, you know, 1% to 2% was much more realistic. So those actually went down a little bit, but a little shy of $120 million. And then the biggest of the three costs by far is our bridges. There we're looking at $4.45 billion between now and 2050, and that's nearly an 88% increase from the 2019 preservation. So what does all this mean? So our next step is this kind of gets put into, as we start working on Outlook 2050 here over the winter, or fall and winter and into the spring, we will take this dollar amount and kind of think about, okay, off the top, where does this leave us? And I'll tell you, this $7 billion is actually over what we estimated for would be available for everything on the highway side. So we're going to have some tough decisions to make, and, you know, what kind of money will be left over for more aspirational projects or safety projects or things that are beyond just general maintenance. But in a nutshell, that's what's in the preservation report. But if there are any questions, Amy and I'd be happy to answer those. And again, we are asking for this committee's approval of the final system preservation.
Motion to approve, Adams.
So we have a motion on the floor to approve Attachment 5A Highway Preservation Needs Report. Any discussion at all?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second for the Attachment 5A Highway Preservation Needs Report. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Okay, so the next four items on our agenda are all draft measures. The first one is going to be Attachment 5B, which is the Congestion Management Process CMP Strategies. Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you. So as the chairman alluded to, our staff was ribbing me last week because I told everyone to be brief in their comments because we had a lot of items, and then they felt like I talked too long. And it was guilty as charged. So I'm going to try to be a little more brief with this committee. This is the draft congestion management process strategies. Are there any questions? No, I'm just kidding.
Well done.
I
might make a motion.
Yeah, real briefly, what you have before you, AMETS is required to do a congestion management process every 4 years. That means we're looking at congestion on our roadway system. We now use cell phone data to collect that information, and we do it by percent congested. So that means that you look at the free flow speed of the roadway and also the average speed of the roadway, and then you do some fancy mathematics and you determine it's percent congested. With that level of congestion, we are required to develop a list of strategies that can deal with that congestion. We have five tiers of strategies as outlined by the Federal Highway. And then as we go through every project that we identified as having higher than 35% congestion, which is our threshold. We did a draft recommendation of one of those strategies for each location. So, for example, if you know the intersection in Hudson came up at 91 and 303, we might have a, I mean, this is a bad example because there's a project that's going to happen there with smart signals, but if there wasn't, we might say, hey, consider doing some operational improvements that would include signal timing type stuff. They're not meant to be very prescriptive. They're meant to be kind of high-level view. We'll probably bring a full draft of this report in September, and then a final draft in December for approval as an input to the long-range plan. And honestly, if anyone has any questions about this, you can always come to me after the meeting. I'd be happy to get more information, but I will stop there. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any additional questions for Mr. Baker? As he said, we'll bring that back up in September, and so we're going to move down to the next item. 5C, again, a draft of a planning data forecast for discussion only. Mr. Baker, again.
Thank you. So this one, AMATS is also required to do a planning data forecast where we look at population, employment, and sociodemographic variables out to 2050. The purpose is twofold. First is that we need to have inputs at the traffic zone level for our transportation model so that we can use these demographics to model into the future. And then the second objective is so that we have an idea of where we're going in the next 25 years. We are required by ODOT agreement to use the Ohio Department of Development projections. As we talked about in TAC, those projections are very conservative. They look at in-migration, out-migration, births, deaths, and showed our region losing around 15% population. They attribute that population decline to things like fertility rate, mortality, slow in-migration, and a few other things, but basically our births are not outpacing our deaths anymore in Ohio in total. And so that's kind of where we had to start with. We decided for our own planning purposes that we wanted to do a second scenario that we felt more followed what we've seen over the last 20 years. So we didn't doctor any numbers, we just used a second methodology. That second methodology looked at what we call a current trend scenario, and it looked at 2000 to 2020, sort of what are the census trends with population. And with those trends, we see ourselves more maintaining our population levels and other variables. In both cases, we see employment, though, increasing. The plan data forecast is was completed by Burgess and Nyepel. This is the first time we hired an external consultant to do it, and part of their big job was distilling that county-level data into those traffic zones to help us with that. And so essentially what's going to happen is because of what ODOT requires us to do, the more conservative numbers will go into the transportation model aspect of things. However, for our long-range planning purposes, we are using the second scenario, which is the current trends forecast. So if you look at the two forecasts that I provided, and I think I also was in the mail out, you'll see the ODOD-based forecast had us losing 15% population. Our current trends forecast has us gaining about 0.3% population. And really, it's just two different methodologies, but we felt that some of the direness of the ODOD and some things we'd heard through the grapevine is that COVID played a big role, COVID deaths in terms of how those in-migration, out-migration, births, deaths, projections, how it impacted those. And so there's some thought that maybe those really conservative projections are a little too conservative. But I think we're kind of comfortable kind of straddling the line, doing two different methodologies and applying them for different purposes. So with that, I kind of included in here sort of Portage County. We really struggled with the idea that Portage County would lose 20,000 people. Since the census has been, since like 1800, Portage County has pretty much grown steadily. But again, overall, national demographics, we know births are, number of births are low. And we know we have an older baby boomer population that is kind of turning demographic tables on its head. So with that, we think the two scenario approach is smart. It's also our current scenario that we're doing is kind of consistent with what we've done in planning data forecast past. And we will bring this to you again in September, requesting final approval. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Hearing no questions, and in fact, we'll be discussing this in September. We're going to move on to item 5D, which is going to be presented by Mr. Gardner. It's our 2024 freight plan draft.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 5D in your mailout is the draft 2024 freight plan, which analyzes the highway and rail network, contains updated data and analyses since the last freight plan in 2020. Has assessments of truck parking and railroad quiet zones, identifies regional job hubs that generate freight activity in the area, and recommends strategies to improve freight movement in the AMATS area. Staff is asking that you review this document and provide us with any comments, with final approval anticipated in September. Are there any questions?
Hearing no questions, thank you, Mr. Gardner. Next on our agenda item is Mr. Mullins going to come up and present on the 2024 draft of our transit plan.
Nobody can see that table anyway, Matt. Just go.
While Seth's doing that, I'll just start. So attachment 5E is the 2024 draft transit plan. So it's an overview of the transit service provided throughout the AMATS region. Since demographics, travel patterns, and transit service has changed since the previous plan was completed in 2020, This update will help inform and guide the transit information that we use in the 2050 model. So keep in mind this is still a draft copy, still compiling a few data points, some statistics, and just a few formatting issues. So those should all be highlighted in the draft, and those will be finalized prior to the September mailout, which will include the final draft. A quick overview of the plan. Chapter 2. Dives into the existing system, which highlights general demographics and characteristics of the region and some specific populations that show a higher transit usage, such as the elderly, disabled, low-income, minority, and homeless households. Those populations were broken down by census block data and overlaid with the map of the transit routes, and kind of shows that both transit agencies, Metro and PARTA, really do a good job of hitting those higher percentage areas of those populations. We dive into the current transit systems, Metro PARTA, and highlight some of the assets, ridership of the fixed route and demand response programs for each agency, and we highlight some of the challenges facing public transit, and some of the public outreach the transit does, as well as stakeholders that work with the agencies on a regular basis. So the next chapter highlights performance measures that transit agencies must complete. So that deals with National Transit Database, NTD statistics, creating transit asset management plans, and shows how transit maintain their assets and see if they repair, and also the requirement to develop public transit agency safety plans. And then chapter 4 is this goals and strategies section. So we're wary of making full-on recommendations. Strategies offers a little more flexibility and help for interpretation. So the goals are broken down into three categories. Three categories are funding, service, and collaboration goals. So examples are to invest in transit programs and sustainable fleets. For a funding example, integrate transit into regional transportation plans in regards to collaboration and just optimizing service, transit service, which is related to service goals. So there are obviously more goals here that we go over, and this is still being finalized, so please read it over and offer any comments or feedback or contact me if you have any questions. But yeah, that's kind of just a brief overview. Sorry for the success that we want to do. But this is just a discussion, so next month we will vote to approve the final. Anybody have any questions?
All good?
Yep.
Thanks, Mr. Mullen. Good job to AMATS for actually running through 500 pages of information in 2 minutes. Well done. I actually enjoy that a lot. Next on our agendas are resolutions. We have two resolutions that we'll need to pass today. The first resolution is 2024-15, which is approving amendment number 8 for the fiscal year 2024 to 2027 transportation improvement program to revise funding for 2 projects, add 1 project, delete 1 project phase. Motions required. Ms. Prater.
Thank you. As the chair said, we are revising the funding for 2 projects for this amendment. Both of these projects are probably going to be revised multiple times. Both projects are not fully funded, and so every time that funding is added to these projects within the TIP, we'll have to amend these 2 projects. So, and 76 project, the first one on your list, also is not an air quality exempt project. So, therefore, every single time the funding is added to this project, AMATS has to do interagency consultation with NOAACA, ERC, and EPA, Ohio EPA, ODOT, Federal Highway. So, so it's kind of a long process. There are some notes further in this resolution stating we did do interagency consultation, but we will continue to do that every time this project is revised. Our new project is in Cuyahoga Falls. This is the last project that needed to get added to our TIP from the last round of funding. And then the one project that is being deleted, it's not actually, the project is not being deleted, just the one phase is being deleted because all of the money from that phase is going to be moved to construction funding, and the construction funding is outside of this TIP, so it will get caught in the next TIP. So, does anyone have any questions?
Thank you, Ms. Prater.
Thank you.
Hearing no questions, I'm not going to read the entire thing, but what I'm going to do is request a motion for resolution 2024-15, please.
I'll make that motion for Sheriff.
Sheriff, I second.
We have a motion and a second for resolution 2024-15. All in favor signify by saying aye, please.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Next resolution and final resolution is 2024-16, and I believe it could be an R in there. Is
yes.
That right, Mr.
Yes,
Gardner?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This item was revised after the mail-out by the request of the Federal Transit Administration. So basically, this resolution seeks to add federal capital funds to the TIP for Metro for 2 projects. First project adds approximately $14.4 million in federal funds to the TIP for the purchase of large CNG-powered buses. The additional funds increase the number of buses to be purchased from 15 to 33. This existing project will now have a new total project cost of $20,460,000. The second existing project adds approximately $3.4 million in federal funds. Preventive maintenance with a new total project cost of $8.8 million. Both projects remain scheduled in fiscal year 2025. The revised resolution was at the request of FTA, as I mentioned, after the mail out, so we had to send out a revised resolution. And their only request was that we add an additional whereas to the resolution portion of the resolution. So, you can find that on page 3, and it states, whereas public notice of public involvement activities and time established for both review, comment on the TIP will satisfy the programming projects public review requirements of the Section 5307 program. That's the added whereas. So that was, for whatever reason, they wanted us to add that to our resolutions going forward, so we're doing that. Staff is requesting approval of resolution 2024-16R. Are there any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Gardner. So what we need is a motion for resolution 2024-16R to add that additional whereas to add capital funds for Metro RTA fiscal year 2024 to 2027, TIP amendment number 9. Do I have a motion?
So moved. Bennett.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second on resolution 2024-16R. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. On to item 7, other business. Mr. Baker.
Yeah, the only other thing I just want to remind is that Heather was going to put on a website review afterwards. That will probably begin promptly at 2:10. And you know, this is just from when AMATS has done websites and before. Sometimes we've had a lot of calls or where's something, so if you're interested in learning a little bit more, you can stick around. If not, as Matt alluded to, we'll probably try to kind of shuttle the after-meeting conversation more into the hallway so we can do that. And if none of you plan on sticking around, then Heather doesn't have to give a presentation. So, you know, think of her. But with that, that's the only other business.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. All right, so we're to our lovely item number 8, adjournment. Our next regular meeting is Thursday, September 26, 2024 at 1:30 p.m. here at the venue. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Do I have a second? Rolling with a second. We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries.